カモンハイファイ。
この番組は香川県内在住の外国人の皆様のために生活に必要な情報を英語と中国語でお伝えしています。今日は将棋ブームと放送時間変更について英語でお伝えします。
Hello everyone, this is Chris from Come On iPal.
And this is Jeremy.
Hey Jeremy, do you have any hobbies?
Of course. I love music and photography. I'm especially lucky since Kagawa has so many beautiful places to photograph. How about you, Chris?
I love being out in nature. Lately, I've also really been into writing English haiku. And whenever I'm out in the nature of Kagawa, I'm moved and inspired, which brings out the haiku 575 in me.
That's pretty cool. By the way, do you know the Japanese game called shogi? It's like chess, and I heard that there's a huge boom right now abroad.
Funny you should mention that, because actually, that's the topic of today's program. Shogi is a game that requires a lot of strategy to plan many moves ahead. And because you have to remember those moves, they say it's great for improving your memory. Also, the loser must hang his or her head down after losing, and the winner also bows, which concludes the match. It's great for teaching Japanese manners, and that's why more and more parents in China are encouraging their children to play.
Oh, I see. That makes sense, since shogi players must continue concentrating for a long time, and it takes a lot of courage to admit that you've been defeated. I also wonder how people can sit for so long in a formal sitting style called seiza when they play shogi. I don't think I could last. What about the shogi community of Kagawa? Is it growing too?
Yes, it is. Even in Kagawa, many places to learn and enjoy shogi are springing up, and shogi schools for children have been established. On July 30th, a children's tournament and pro tournament will be held at Sanmese Kagawa in Hayashicho of Takamatsu. The event is sponsored by the Japan Shogi Association and Shikoku Shimbun newspaper, and it's free to go and watch.
Really? I want to go.
Yeah, you should. And I have one more important announcement. There will be a scheduling change for this program, Come On iPal.
What? But what does it mean?
Starting in July, our program will be broadcast every Saturday at 5:55 p.m. In addition, there will also be a format change. For the first half of every month, the format will be the same as usual. Broadcast in English and Chinese, with important information for foreigners living in Kagawa. But for the second half of the month, we will discuss various topics in Japanese.
Uh-oh. That means I might speak a little Sanuki Ben.
No problem. So let's get all of our Japanese friends to tune in.
Come on, iPal. The next broadcast will be in Chinese, so the next English broadcast is July 2nd, Saturday at 5:55 p.m. Please tune in. This is Jeremy.
And this is Chris.
Signing off.